fans packed Commerce Square in Center City to watch the U.S. take on Germany on a giant outdoor TV screen. Draped in an American flag, Ryan Engel says he's worried about the team's chances.
I play a lot of FIFA, man. I know Germany's a really good squad. I know their players, and I know some of their tendencies and how they are just as a team in general. And we got that heart, but they're just, athletically, they're just way superior than us.
In the end, Engel wasn't wrong. The U.S. couldn't overcome Germany. But despite losing, the Americans are heading to the next round with the Germans. That's because the U.S. squad finished with the same record as Portugal, but gave up fewer goals. At Fado in Center City, fans went wild when time ran out. Angelique Linares was one of them.
I am so excited. I can't even put into words how excited I am.
Eric Spiegel high-fived a fellow fan as he made his way up 15th Street. He says he never thought he'd be this happy to lose.
The optimist in me was hoping, but the realist in me didn't think we were going to do it, you know? But I'm glad I was wrong. I'm glad I was wrong. That's the thing about this team. You know, they just scrap out opportunities you didn't think was there, and that's what makes it fun to be a fan.
The U.S. has its next match on Tuesday. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.